It's so interesting, Jonathan, from a words perspective, the words that you chose early on, now 3 months ago in London, when that declaration first emerged. Today, we break with the past. We stand on new ground together. Mm. Those were profound words. At that moment in time, even at first iteration, that is a powerful declaration. And as we've talked about, when we hear those, we hear leadership. And we hear the possibility of what doesn't exist yet coming into existence. So those words already had weight and promise. And yet now, as you wear them and hold them and embody them, they feel different, don't they?
They do. And as you talk through, Marianne, those first stages and then the first time we expressed that vision and the declaration, something else strikes me now, which is that there was something very stark and a little bit lonely about that first statement of the vision. We had had very long and intense conversations about leadership and the nature of the visionary. What is a visionary? What is she or he actually doing? What's taking place there? I had a very clear image of a passageway, the before and the after. And the visionary stands alone, necessarily alone, with her vision on the other side of this veil. And there's great clarity there, but also a certain loneliness. And where the words of the declaration, so the distilling of the whole vision into a single declaration, was, again, if we go back to that metaphor we used a lot in London, digging through the darkness of a tunnel underground, like miners mining in the dark, chipping away, desperately trying
excavating
to get...
Excavating, and
trying to get through to the next corridor, the next chamber, and hopefully a chink of light somewhere so that we at least know that we're moving forward, even though we can't really see. And then you get there, you get to that piece of language. What you end up there, that first statement, it's very fragile and you're holding on to it just to get a grip on things. I can feel my feet again now. I've been chipping away in the dark, but I know where I stand. I feel that that statement, the one we ended up with yesterday, that declaration, it's so much more than a key message. It's so much more than a summary or a distillation of the vision. I can feel, thanks to the conversations we've had, all of the content, all of the substance, but all of the energy as well, which is packed tightly into that statement in a way that I couldn't possibly have felt that back in London, because it was just a piece of language at that stage that somehow captured what we were trying to say at a very, very, very early stage of the conversation. Now, the same statement, using the same words, just carries so much more weight and energy.
And you have used the word universal applied to your vision.
Mm.
Does that feel more true to you now?
It feels true and it feels right. This is something that I have to be at peace with. I want to say very clearly, there is no right or wrong here. There is no reason why a universal vision is any better or truer than a vision which speaks to a very particular limited community of people. There's no reason at all.
Right.
I touched on this, I think, a couple of days back, where I was trying to find peace within myself with the vastness of the vision. And you do that by recognizing yourself. It's just who I am. It's just who I am.
Jonathan, you've just said something so profound, I can't let it pass.
Mm.
And it is the clause, the statement, the declaration about your vision. You said it feels true and right because it's just who I am. It's who you are, who I am. This is about, this has always been about, this entire Lumify Game Changer experience is about surfacing for you what is most meaningful to you. So to hear you say this vision is just who I am,
mm.
that's as close as we can get. And I'm beyond thrilled to hear it, because I've seen it for you, but now you see it for yourself. And if you think back to our conversations about how we are each distinct, we come into this world, as you've said so poignantly, with sacred dignity, and we walk a path that is unique to us. We have experiences, we have gifts, we have expertise we amass, we have insights. We are each of us unique and distinct, and therefore, we each have an opportunity to contribute in some way that is bespoke to us, small, medium, or big. So this is why I do this, to help people like you be able to identify what it is and help you have the means to ignite it. So thank you for that.
Thank you.